Dunedin's North Cemetery was established in 1872, so 150 years ago, but it was designed to double as a garden, one that could be appreciated by the entire community. Well, around the time of the millennium, the decision was made to restore the garden's original roses. So in stepped Heritage Roses Otago. Their convener, Fran Rawling, has been maintaining the project ever since. She has personally received a Queen's Service Medal for her work preserving these rare flowers. And to tell us a bit more about the history of the cemetery and the work that's gone into restoring it, Fran joins me now. Hi, Fran.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Thank you for your time today. Can you explain a bit about the history of this cemetery?
Dunedin was running out of space in its two existing cemeteries in 1872, and a new one was needed, which was opposed initially by the public because it was part of the town belt. But desperation saw the need that for it to go ahead, and the town board at the time decided that they wanted this new cemetery to reflect the architecture of the city. So they worked with John Claudius Loudon and used his philosophy of a cemetery being a place for the public to share. And that meant that the monuments and the stonework and everything that went into the design of the cemetery reflected the city.
Huh. And fair to say it's an example of a Victorian garden cemetery?
Yes, that's the one, yes, in Queen Victoria's time. We believe it's the only one in Australasia designed like this, and not sure that there's any existing in the UK at this stage. It'd be pretty hard to find, I think.
Why is that? Just because most of them have sort of fallen into disrepair or gradually morphed into something else?
And I think morphed into something else, and they also become reused after a period of time in crowded cities.
So
yes.
I've been calling it Dunedin North Cemetery. It's Dunedin Northern Cemetery, I think.
Yes. And it's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me how you got involved.
Became involved in Heritage Roses probably 25 years ago. Just grew a love of them and then started growing them and appreciating perfume, the stories behind the names of the roses, their history, and collected them myself and then realised that it needed to be a bigger job than that. So we, as a group, Heritage Roses Otago, looked at a site for planting Heritage Roses. Probably not to the extent that it's become, but certainly we wanted to share the rose.
So just explain that to me again. So were you called in to spread these roses around the cemetery again, or it just happened to coincide with you needing somewhere to put them?
We needed somewhere, so we negotiated with the City Council, or we worked with the City Council, and we still do very closely. And they've been pretty supportive all the way through with the project. The main goal that they set to us was the protection of the original plantings, and we located probably about 80 roses planted by families up to 150 years ago. So they're our most important roses.
Yeah. And there's a bit of a clue in the name, obviously, but can you explain the concept of a heritage rose?
Ancient and old, going from the species, probably there's debate, but probably through to about 1900, maybe the 1920s, but any after 1900 would have a connection with a species rose. So whether it be Bagelica or Damask or any other family of rose, there'd be a connection which would include it into that group of heritage.
And how are things looking now in the cemetery?
I think you'd probably be blown away.
Really?
They're pretty amazing. We've got 1,400 roses planted there that we look after. Some of them are now 20 years old, so they're sizable bushes and very, very floriferous. And, it really is quite an attraction. We did a lot of positive feedback from it, and the cemetery is well used now, more or less as a park. And, yeah, we are very proud of the display that's there at the moment.
People come and visit, they look around, and that's the idea.
Yes, yes, they come and visit. But there's also a lot of foot traffic. There's a lot of dog walkers, orienteers are up there, school groups. Yes, so it is, it's probably more like a park, and it's a space between where many of the students live up on the hills down to the university. So students, both university and school groups, use a cemetery.
Because cemeteries have a reputation as being kind of spooky places or depressing places, but that's not the case here.
It used to be. Up until about 1998, 1999, somewhere around, or 1990s. Yes, it was neglected. Initially, it was well looked after, and we found photos in the Hocken Library of the garden plots where families had their roses growing along the wrought iron fences and had plots of perennials inside. And then, of course, as families move away and the plots become neglected, and it became just an area of wildling plants, wildling trees, wildling roses, and the care was to spray and to mow the lawns, and that was about it. And, of course, vandalism was rife, and it was a spooky place to be in at that stage. But, yeah, it has changed a lot. It's just a beautiful part of the city now.
Now, I hate to bring back the trauma, Fran, but what happened in 2016?
We discovered many of our roses were bending at the tips and not improving. And when it was investigated, it was found that they were sprayed and been sprayed by a herbicide. And there were, we lost 500 roses.
Oh, man.
At the time, we had the help of the Botanic Garden staff, and we cut down all of the roses back to just above the ground to see if they'd come away. Some of them came away, but what we found is that many that came away with silver leaf, and so the plants were basically dying. So we've gradually built up the collection again. There were a lot of very, very rare roses lost. So we've had to propagate those from scratch again, find them and propagate them, which is about a 4 or 5 year
project. What a setback.
Yes, but we have had the support of the council and funding from them as well. So it's turned out that the publicity has meant that people understand that it is a garden cemetery, not just an ordinary, cemetery. So there's been a plus from this too, and I think we're back to almost where we were.
Great.
We haven't found all the roses, but we're still searching for some of the rare ones, but we're certainly growing on what we can.
Fran, where does your passion for flowers and for roses come from?
I love being outdoors. I think that initially, probably from my childhood. I grew up on a dairy farm and spent many hours in the garden, especially my dad's vegetable garden, but also in the flower garden. And I guess the interest grew from there, and it turned to roses.
You've been recognised with all sorts of awards as well. I think you got an award recently from the World Federation of Roses.
Yes, that's true. I did.
Outstanding services to preserving heritage roses. That must have felt very special.
Yes, it was very special. Yes. I think for me, the best part is that New Zealand is being recognised for the work they do with heritage roses and saving them. We tend to be thought of as colonials and who don't grow roses, but that's changing fast because there are no indigenous roses in Australia or New Zealand, but we can certainly grow them well.
Yeah. Can you tell looking at these heritage roses that they're special?
Yes, you do learn to identify them. But But you don't always look at the flower either. You're looking at the leaf in particular, and the hips, the thorns or the prickles, and then you're also looking at the way that these roses grow, which is an important aspect of that.
And now that you've got it looking so good, does it take much maintenance?
Our main maintenance jobs is fertilising and, well, I won't say pruning, because you don't prune old roses. You just take out dead wood and shape them, basically.
Yeah.
But, yes, that's our main goal now. The City Council helps with the weeding, and they mulch the plots which have roses growing in them.
Good stuff. You must be very pleased with where you've got to.
Yes, yes. I think one of the main goals of growing on Maria roses, well, I don't think I know, is that these are called the mother plants, and from the mother plants we will take propagation material and spread the rose around once we get it growing on. So we've got, that's one of the main goals of the work that we're doing.
Good one. Pleasure to talk to you today, Fran. Well done, and a good reminder to people in the Dunedin area to take a stroll through the Northern Cemetery.
Absolutely.
On its 150th anniversary.
It is
1872, right? Yeah.
Yes. We just opened up an information centre too.
Perfect.
There. So, yes. So, thank you.
Nice
thank
to talk
you,
to you. Thanks so
you
much.
Too.
Fran Rawling, who's done so much and got the Queen's Service Medal, actually, for preserving those rare flowers.